Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Yeah, we're sweating some afternoon baseball, afternoon soccer, under in the Liverpool game. Liverpool and Southampton 1-1 right now. For people who pay attention to soccer, Liverpool lose this game somehow. Manchester City win the Premier League. It's done. If Liverpool win, then we head into the final weekend of the season with a lot of drama coming up on Sunday, Championship Sunday in the Premier League, with City hosting Aston Villa and Liverpool hosting Wolves. Also, Arsenal and Tottenham battling for the fourth and final spot for qualification in next year's Champions League. We got the Mets and the Cardinals going on right now in the bottom of the first. Mets with a runner on first and one out. Trevor Williams pitching a perfect top of the first. Hopefully helping my first five under a little bit here. So sweating some bets here in the afternoon. We'll have a lot of bets coming up tonight. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball that we will give you in the Power Hour. Three great guests on the show today, including Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, who joins us 40 minutes from now. But right now, we got to wrap up our conversation week number one in the National Football League that we started yesterday.
This has been going on for a week.
I foolishly like thought that we were going to be able to get through every game yesterday. And like,
and
in the first segment, I was like, we're not even going to come close.
By the way, you guys are incorrect. I do have the Mets and the Cardinals on MLB network here. Awesome. Are we watching soccer? Or are we watching baseball?
I'm going to flip back and forth between the two. I only have one television in the room where I'm in right now, where I do the show.
Usually I have two, but I might maneuver myself at a break. We'll see.
I need like a proper man cave in the next house I live in. I don't have one right now.
Yeah. I've got one, but it's a long story. Anyway, let's get to week one.
Okay. Again, for the 15th time. And let's get to week one.
And if you like week one, you're going to love tomorrow's show. Nick and Lockie go over week one again.
I get to do the same exact show. Again, that's what my niece Demi says, by the way. When she likes something, she goes again.
Yeah, again.
This is me when it comes to content for the show. Like, oh, I like this again. Makes my life as easy as possible. And also, listen, everyone loves the NFL and everyone loves week number one. Okay, so we left off with the first eight games in rotation order. We will continue now with the final eight games in rotation order. Let's talk about the Browns and the Panthers in Carolina. So this is off the board at most domestic sports books, including our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Because Will, you can kind of, I think, you'll know more about this than me because you're like more like ensconced in this world right now. But we're expecting kind of Deshaun Watson news to come down at some point in the near future, right? Regarding a suspension. Is that correct?
Yeah. So actually it was just reported right as we started this, Ed Warder of, now back at ESPN, right? He left ESPN for a little bit. Said the first source told him the first direct meetings between the NFL investigative team led by Lisa Friel and Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, lowercase that S, Ed, have begun in Texas. The league seeks to determine if he violated the NFL personal conduct policy, and if so, whether discipline should be imposed. And I think that sort of we got these week one lines that came out, and because it was like the schedule is being released, and this is different than it was 5 years ago, where 5 years ago, people would just leave a game off and be like, we don't care. You're not betting on this game. Like, no one's going to post a line for this game. Now it's like, well, we have to have a line. So initially it was the 4.5 line was out there. It is still up in some most, occasionally find it domestically, but certainly offshore you can find it. And I think, Nick, that the thought process was the NFL wouldn't be able to have this investigation wrapped up by the time the season began. And now it's sort of started to shift in a different direction where people by and large believe, or at least this is the sense you get around the league, is that the NFL is not going to allow Deshaun Watson to play in multiple primetime games in the first half of the season without wrapping up this investigation. You know, and it would be ridiculous to do that. So I would anticipate that they will try and sort of press the issue here before we get to the summer break for the NFL, air quotes there, that they will try and get as much investigative work as they can done in order to be able to kind of come back going into the offseason, off-season activities, going into training camp, being able to impose whatever discipline they want to impose before the season begins.
Yeah. Is it your sense, Connor, from the people in the league that you talk to? Because ever since the draft, I feel like I've left everyone alone because I probably really bothered everyone that I talked to with, like, what are you hearing? What do you got for me? Are you hearing that, like, Watson is going to be suspended? Like, is that kind of the prevailing, like, thought right now amongst people you deal with in the media and otherwise?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you sort of heard before too, where it's like, it would make a lot of sense. And if you look at the NFL schedule too, the Brown schedule. Do we talk about this on here? Or do we talk about this on the podcast? I can't.
We all do so much stuff.
And I'm like, I can't remember where we talked about it. But so the Browns have a primetime game Thursday night football against the Steelers in week 3.
Okay.
And then on Halloween, they play on Monday night football against the Bengals before their week 9 bye. I think it's not unreasonable to suggest that Deshaun Watson could be suspended 6 games and then appealed down to 4, or 8 games down to 6.
Yeah, I think it'll end up being 4 would be my guess. And he doesn't play it. That I'm sure Al Michaels will love that. Here's Jacoby Brissett and Mitch Trubisky on Amazon.
Yeah, that's right. I just don't think the NFL wants high profile football games occurring on national television. That was a foul ball, right?
By Jeff McNeil. Yes, correct. which we needed for our under. Jeff McNeil smoked one of Miles Michaels tonight, and it was barely with a runner on. It would be 2-0 Mets. Was barely foul. Michael is having some difficulty right now in this inning so far. So we'll see how this goes.
He's more like I think that I think the NFL, that's multiple primetime games plus a week 1 game. You know, where there's going to be plenty of eyeballs that you have you're going to ask one of the CBS announcing crews to have the Deshaun Watson conversation if you don't figure out discipline. You're putting a big onus on these, like, on the broadcast and on the discussion surrounding the league and surrounding.
Yeah, he's going to get suspended, or at the very least, it's going to get wrapped up before then. And I think, like, you know, and this number is still up at offshores. You can still bet this game, just not domestically, which makes sense, obviously, because we don't know if Watson's going to play. And the number, and we said this last week when the number first came out, it's a Deshaun Watson number. Like, this ain't a Jacoby Brissett number. Browns 4.5 on the road at the Panthers, total 43.5. Now, maybe the Panthers starting quarterback is not currently on the roster, although I guess, like, we kind of do feel like it's going to be, you know, Darnold. Matt Corral, I think, starting week 1. We'll see about Baker Mayfield.
They've said it's going to be, as of right now, it would be Sam Darnold.
Which is, I can't imagine that's actually going to happen.
I know. I think it's Sam Darnold versus Jacoby Brissett in week 1.
That is so gross. So let's say Sean Watson number.
Like, let's not forget that. The week 1, the first Sunday, is September 11th. Right. Like, I mean, the NFL has always taken they like to engage in as most sports leagues do. They like to celebrate 9/11. Right. They don't.
I know what you're saying when you say celebrate. For people out there, they're going to go, what do you mean celebrate? I think everyone knows what Will's trying to say. Yes.
They want to honor the anniversary.
I think the last time it happened, Will, the last time that, and I could be wrong about this.
Celebrate is the incorrect.
I know it. People know what you meant. Obviously, no one's celebrating like a horrific event.
Scott in the chat, honor, commemorate, any other word, Brinson.
Any other word but celebrate. It's one of the most horrific events in the history of the country.
No, but I mean, they want to honor.
It was 2011, I think, was the last one. I think, I'm pretty sure. And the Giants went to Washington. And the Jets hosted, I want to say, Baltimore. So the Jets were at home. The Giants played in D.C. and the Giants lost to Washington. And I'll never forget, my buddy Pat was over and he lost every single bet on the 1 o'clock and then took like 9 bong hits and bet the Giants and they lost. And he just sat there like like in a haze for like losing all of his money. And it's a really great, funny memory of mine.
My point being is that the NFL on a, what is a very, very important day for our country, does not want one of these games to be clouded by a lengthy discussion of Deshaun Watson on the field.
I don't think they care about that.
Oh, I think they do. They're ham-fisted about that stuff, man.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's like when they had like the, before the NFL draft begins, we honored Ukrainians with a moment of silence. And now here's Chris Angel.
Yeah, exactly. They don't get it. Like
they don't.
They think they get it. They do not get it. Exactly.
They do not get it. You better you bet with Nick and Will here on a terrific Tuesday, wrapping up our discussion after 6 days of week one in the National Football League. So Browns 4.5 at the Panthers. Curious like what you would do with that if it's Deshaun Watson. And I think we'll operate it under that assumption for right now. Like, do you think the number's right? Do you think the Browns should be a bigger favorite? Like, what do you think here? Browns and Panthers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
If it's Deshaun Watson, I think it should be a little bit more. I think Panthers might be bad.
So like what? Like how much more? Like six?
Six. Six, and a half, I think six, seven? Deshaun Watson, a fully healthy Browns team, I think six is five and a half or six is probably about right. Four and a half is a little short. I think four and a half is a
head. I bet the Panthers at six.
Maybe. Dude, Sam Darnold really sucks.
Yeah, he's not good.
No. Remember, they played the Jets, Giants, and Texans the first 3 weeks last year.
And he had like 9 rushing touchdowns in the first 3 games.
And everybody's like, and the Panthers are 3-0. It's like, oh, maybe they did figure out this. And then they won 5 games. They won 2 games. They went 2-14 the rest of the way. Like 2-11.
It's bad, too. Yeah, we're both bad at math. Yes, he's bad, but they'd also be 6-point dogs at home in week one.
Yeah.
You're just thinking, yeah, I guess so.
Do you think they're that like substantially? Their defense is
Their defense is good though, right? The Panthers.
Maybe.
They have a bunch of good young players, Chin and Brown and Shaq Thompson and Burns.
Yeah. J.C. Horn. Yeah. If he's fully healthy, yeah. Look, they got a good defense. They also got Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so
I would probably take the Panthers plus six, but I think this is we're hedging for Deshaun Watson currently number.
Yeah, which is why the number's off the board right now, obviously. Okay, I think we may have some disagreement on this one. Curious, I think it's an interesting discussion. And that's the Eagles at the Lions in week one. The Eagles have settled at Bet Rivers right now as 4-point road favorites. They played last season, like middle of the year. Eagles closed 3 in that game. I ended up not betting the game. Ken loved the Eagles. The Eagles won like 117-6, killed the Lions in that game. 40, what did I say? 117, close enough. Eagles -4 at the Lions, total 46.5. What do you think of this number? What would you do if you had to bet it right now? Philly and Detroit, 4 and 46.5.
I mean, I think it would take the Eagles. I think the Eagles are substantially improved.
Are they?
Yeah.
But what about the Lions?
They got A.J. Brown with the first round pick. The Lions are improved.
But like, how many points are the Eagles better than they were last year, would you say?
The Eagles have multiple former first round picks in Andre Dillard and Jordan Davis, who they just drafted, who might not even be starters.
Yeah, but Dillard doesn't play because he's not good.
They're deep on both sides, they're deep in the trenches.
Sure, but my counter to that is, they have a few. Dillard was a high second round pick. No, it doesn't.
Bro, if Jordan Davis is a rotational, pass defensive.
I like Jordan Davis. I'm not disagreeing with you on Davis. I'm saying Andre Dillard doesn't play because he's bad, not because, he's not good.
Okay, fair.
Dillard was a first rounder.
Yeah. I just think this is a team that's got a lot going on, and I like it.
But what about the Lions?
AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, I like that. I really do. They're also 4-point favorites on the road at a team that I don't think is going to be brutal this year.
No, I don't think the Lions will be that bad. They I just worry that they're going to be
So can I tell you why I think the line is close to being right? Actually, I wouldn't bet the Lions. The reason why is, if this game were played later in the season and I knew that I had Jameson Williams, I knew that I had him.
I don't think Jameson's definitely playing.
No, I would say, I would guess he's not going to play. Yeah. And then you put Jameson in there with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Hockenson and DeAndre Swift. And what should be a pretty good offensive line this season with Sewell and Decker and some of the other guys in the interior. It's going to be a good offensive line. Maybe we're cooking then with the Lions here. Otherwise, I think the numbers may be a little too big. I think it should be 3.5, but over 3. So I guess I wouldn't do anything here. It's a long way to say.
I'd
bet the Lions if I had to, but I think the number's about right.
I like the Lions. I think they look like a fun team that is doing something they should have been doing for the last 30 years, which is okay, we suck. We're not going to fix this overnight. Let's take a calm and patient approach to rebuilding this roster, load up in the trenches. My boy Ali McNeil is a stud. They added Aiden Hutchinson. I think he's got T-Rex arms, but he's still a widely regarded top prospect.
What are you, Trent Baalke with Aiden Hutchinson's arm length?
His teeny, tiny little arms.
His arms are definitely bigger than yours.
Okay. No, he has smaller arms than I do. That's pathetic.
My mom used to say I had, crocodile arms is what she used to say, because I used to make no money and I never used to pay for anything, and the check would come and I would just be
I can't reach you. That's good. That's good. That is very good.
Mom, my last paycheck was $365. I'm sorry.
yeah. And, look, they've improved the offensive line. They're doing
alligator arms is the expression. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but not alligator arms.
Either one works. Both have teeny tiny arms, T-Rex arms. Yeah, it's like when somebody, when somebody short alligator arms is the expression when the receiver gets scared and is whoop and pulls back.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we have no time. I kept interrupting you. Now we're out of time.
It's fine.
We have to take a break. Coming up next, though, I promise that we'll give Will Brinson a chance to talk about the Lions and why they're doing the right thing here, and then we'll get to the Titans and Giants, Packers and Vikings. That's coming up to close out hour number one.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.